Welcome to the Soulish Podcast. My name is Whitney Apke, and I'm your host. On the Soulish Podcast, we talk about the soul journey, the body, soul, spirit connection, and I share my journey as well as bring on guests. And today we have an amazing guest, Julie. She is just like the sweetest person ever. She has a book called Life of Love, A Joyful Guide to Self and Sensuality. And I just love her heart. Like, this woman, from the moment I connected with her, I just felt such this warmth, this nurturing energy. She just has such a beautiful feminine essence to her. And she, the work she does is really to help us connect with that. And so Julie blends her master's in communication with her intuition, her angelic connections, and a love to write, create, and inspire. As one of us finds joy in being present in the moment, we shine for others to see the possibilities, is kind of her message and her purpose and why she does what she does. So she just exudes this this just contentment, this fulfillment, this happiness, this excitement. She's so creative, and she's just kind of spilling over, and you'll see in the episode. And we talk about the feminine essence, energy, how to work with it, how to honor it, both if you're a man or a woman. We touch on relationships and sexuality and that understanding of the feminine. And she gives a little tip for all the men out there of how to switch things around when your woman is, you know, just having a moment, an emotional hormonal moment. And her book dives deeper into that, of how you can really deeply relate and connect, even in spirituality, and how to honor each other. So it's really great. But we also talk about the divine, and she connects very much with her angels, her guides. And so they actually share some stuff with us too, even about dimensions and timelines and things like that. So this is an episode that was definitely in the feminine energy, because we booped and bopped all over the place. But it all made sense, and it was all for a reason. And so I just really loved this episode. I love Julie. She's just a doll, a sweetheart. And I want to have her back on to dive deeper into angel connection, guide connection, and how we can do that. Because I've had a few male guests who have talked about angels and their connection, but I haven't had a woman yet. So it would be really cool to get the female perspective on that. But she is amazing. Go get her book. Download it. It's on Amazon. She just did the audiobook too. And all the links to connect with Julie are down below in the show notes. Definitely connect with her. She's amazing. She has a beautiful heart. And it was just such an amazing experience to be on with her and to connect with her and to chat with her about all things spiritual, feminine, all the things. It's so fun. So enjoy this episode. Thank you so much, Julie, for coming on to the podcast. This is such a privilege and an honor to have you here. And I just thank you for your time and honor your time as a guest. It's no easy feat coming on to a podcast and to share the things that you have on your heart to share. And I'm so excited, just because even before we've come on here and met, I just felt like this warmth, this nurturing feminine, you know, divine energy about you. It's just kind of like all around you. And so I'm really excited for this conversation that we're about to have on divinity and the feminine energy essence, and how to work with that, how to connect with that, how that influences us, whether you're, you know, identify as male or female or non-binary, just how we work with that energy, because it is part of the world that we live in. And I know that it's not an energy that's always been given a place or been always honored, but we're coming around to that. I really feel like things are shifting, and we're not having to, like, you know, elbow our way in as like feminine women, even, or even that energy. I feel like there's just kind of this natural space being made for the feminine energy. We're becoming more aware of it. So I'm excited for this conversation to dive more into that, and for you to share whatever you're getting downloads from. I know you work with your angels, and yes. So super excited for that. And we honor them too. Thanks, guys, for being here. And guys is a general non gender term. Very Californian of me.
Whitney, thank you. Thank you for having me and your platform. I mean, I'm honored to be a guest and share this heart space with you. And, you know, it's the synchronicities that bring us together that, you know, it shows magic. And so I honor that in our connection. I mean, it's just this is really a great day. And I'm so happy to be here. I woke up this morning. I'm like, this is going to be a great day. And it wasn't just because I listened to Snoop Dogg's affirmations.
I need to do that. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Snoop Dogg so affirmations. Yes, gosh, Snoop I'm Dogg. Starting my days wrong.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg has created some kid content and he has a daily affirmation. He tells the children what an affirmation is. And it's just like, you can feel the love. Talk about the love from us. You can feel his heart energy and how he's explaining affirmations to the children. And it's just gooey. It's just so.
That's so great.
And, you know, 2023, we're supposed to connect to our inner children, our inner child. So if we can all find that and say to our inner child, our four-year-old self, what's going to bring you joy today? That's what I'm about, is like, you find that joy. And part of that is connecting to your femininity, your inner, your divine feminine. And then the sacred masculine is also so important. It's a balance. And, yeah. And we don't want to say, we don't want to live in this yin or yang situation. We want to have that inclusiveness of everything.
Yeah.
Everything. We are one. It's the law of one. Everything is connected. So, right. You know, that whole idea that we had to push in as feminine energy in the age, mm-hmm. the age of feminism, and, you know, the parades where, you know, we're carrying these symbols of feminine power. I mean, that's all good. And maybe we needed that upshoot of like, this is extreme, yeah. but
yeah,
to me, there's sacredness in the silence of just showing love.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause feminine energy is just being, it is just being present, being witnessed, you know, witnessing. Like, feminine energy is more in that flow and not so much forceful, penetrative. It's more of just like enveloping kind of energy. I mean, mm-hmm. I know just the great women that I've ever known or been in a room with. I mean, you feel it, you know?
It's just, it's earth, it's calm, it's accepting. You just know you're safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
so good.
Yeah, it's yummy. And we don't have to force it. It's in us. It's in us. And anytime you don't accept where you are, you know, even feminine energy can be explosive and mother bear, right? Like, mm-hmm. it's all, we're all this, we're rage, oh, yeah. we're everything. And so, you know, just that accepting of where you are and honoring that you are this divine source of love. You're this divine source of nurturing, and you chose to come here as a woman at this time. Like, that's a powerful thing. We have so much power. And like, okay, so you're saying you notice a change, a flux, and it's true. It's even astrologically true. Like, we're entering mm-hmm. the age of Aquarius, and the yep. patriarchal systems are falling down. And so there's space for the feminine just to move in with grace, you know, mm-hmm. and just honor that you can be powerful in your grace and your just ease. You're enough just because you woke up. You woke up as a strong being of light, as a woman. And it's just, and I honor every woman. I honor every man. Like, we need the men to show up too. I mean, this whole homogeny of this is this, you know, everyone's blending into everyone else. It's dangerous, because we need the feminine and the masculine. We need to honor both, even in ourselves.
Yes. Yep.
So nothing, your rage is needed, your peace is needed, everything is perfect. It's there for something. It's just our mission to figure out what we're supposed to learn from it, right? Like, if you don't like the state you're in, if you're feeling like crap, your job is to question.
Yeah.
Say, I think what's that's going really, on?
That's a really good statement, that your peace is needed and your rage is needed. Like, and why is that? You know, sometimes I mean, I'm pretty happy-go-lucky and quirky and all the things, but there are moments where like, oh my gosh, I'm so pissed off. Like I'm so angry. I'm so mad. It's usually something around injustice, like whether it's for myself or it's for someone else. But a lot of the times I feel wrong in my expression of the emotions that I have, because we're taught that that's, I mean, I grew up Christian. So it was like, you know, you're always supposed to be cool, calm, collected, because that's how Jesus was. But I was like, Jesus flipped over tables. I always like would bring that up. But I think it's like, it's just, I think it's society and culture and, you know, conditioning, programming of, and even being scolded when you're young of like, hey, that's enough. Like you've reached your max, you know, bring it down. And so you can't fully have that cycle through of like, oh, thank God I got that all out, you know, and your nervous system is only able to go up to here and you're not able to fully cycle through. So it's like, even in that, right? Even in that, in the nervous system and all of the things of how we express has been very much capped or taped or, you know, restricted.
Medicated. Whatever. Right. Yes. Yeah. And we haven't been free to do that. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, show your emotions, but not too much. It can't be too real, because that's right. Like, that's disturbing. But
yeah,
you know, maybe you sort of unleash your fury and you're like, you're not proud of how you did it.
Yeah.
That's okay. There's power in saying, hey, I didn't show up the way I want to show up, and I'm sorry how I presented my frustration. My frustration's still real, and you can choose to show up a different way next time. But there's no progress in shame. Like you had that strong, it was an injustice. Like whether it's an injustice about the overlay that is on our society, that, you know, we have all these templates of how we're supposed to act. And the only way to get through them is to have some chaos. And maybe your emotion was the energy that broke up that network, and it needed to be done. Like there's so many things we have no idea, but just trust that rage was needed. And maybe you express it a different way. Maybe you go to your room and you rage in the pillow, and then you come back and you're able to say, okay, this is how I'd like to be seen or heard. But you got to honor it. I mean, it's powerful stuff.
Yeah. Yep. And I think too, like I see a lot of like the, you know, a lot of it is being done, or I don't know why it's just on my Instagram feed, but a lot of it seems to be based in like Australia, where they have like these huge rooms, right? And everyone's laying on like their own mat. And it's kind of like people are just going through whatever the trauma is, whatever the emotions are that are stuck, you know, limiting beliefs. I'm sure that's not all that they do in this, you know, event or retreat, but you see just like some of the pictures and video is so, it's so moving because they're expressing so loudly. And so it can't even be quote unquote aggressive. It can look so intense and so aggressive. And I mean, they're not hurting anyone. They're not hurting themselves, but it's just like, it's almost like what you would think like someone screaming into battle, like Braveheart style would look like, you know, it's like they're going into war and they're yelling and screaming so loud and hard and just full on expression. And I just think, man, where are we that we have to go to a retreat to express that loudly, that, you know, aggressively, that strong, because we weren't able to express it in the moment, you know, or it was wrong, or there's things that we have not released in time that we have to go to an event, you know what I mean, to express. Mm-hmm. And at the same time that I love that we even have that option and that people are doing the work because it's needed, obviously. But my point is, I think for me, I'm ready to be in the place as a culture and society, spiritual community, where we are doing the daily work and we don't have to go to a retreat like that in order to express, but that we learn how to express in a healthy way that really helps release things in the moment, because that's when you can, like, I think experience like the full circle healing, even in that moment, like you're still present in the circumstance or in the situation or in the conversation, and you're able to express what you're feeling in that moment. I just feel like that's healthier. Like there's a health to that. And it also teaches you long-term how to express in the cycle. And I just I feel like that's the feminine energy, is like, yes, it's chaotic. Yes, it's peaceful. Yes, it's warm and nurturing, but yes, it can also bring the heat. And it's like, how can we honor that within ourselves and allow ourselves to express in that way in a safe container? And I guess experience that in a healthy way on the daily, because that's something that's needed. That's something that we don't have right now. That's something that we don't really even teach much, you know, that we help people in big, you know, auditoriums and maybe one-on-one sessions or group sessions, but we don't really help them to have a daily practice. We don't, as a culture, society, instill that. So I don't know what you're feeling on that, and what, I guess, your experience, or if your angels are saying anything on any advice for us to, I don't know, how we can kind of shift this so that it is possible for us to express on the daily, to have more of a healthy expression of our feminine or of our feelings, what we're going through. What do you think?
You touched on so many gems there. I mean, when you go to those seminars, there's a space created, mm-hmm. and you're saying, I'm here. I've created this space, and you have someone guiding you. But the whole secret is to be your own best guide, to be your own best friend.
Right.
To say, I'm going to take this space to connect with how I'm feeling today. I'm really own everything that's running through me. And it releases so much for everyone around you, because you've created this safe place for yourself, and other people can feel more empowered to be genuine, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what we're looking for. We're looking for our authentic acceptance. And as soon as we can give it to ourselves, the sooner we can share it with everyone else. And that's the feminine wants to connect. We want to nurture. We want to bring that in others. And a lot of times I feel like so much of our programming has been, oh, you look for a affirmation from someone else. You make someone else happy, and you know you did the right thing because you created a difference. And then it's like this feedback loop where you're constantly looking for signs from everyone else that you're on the right track, that you're making everyone happy around you. And that's just like an exercise in delusion. And the angels are always telling me, you know, you're, and this sounds pompous, you're beautiful and you're needed and you're loved and you're enough. And it's so funny because Snoop Dogg is, he's bopping it. He's like,
so funny.
You're supposed to be here today. You are, you know, you are the best person you can be. Like, it's just so good. So I love that culture is like coming around to saying, okay, you woke up this morning and your breath is needed on this earth, and that's enough. And then if you can give more that day, those are blessings. And the angels just, they're in delight. They're in delight when we can laugh and connect to our inner child and just have some joy. And so it's not about struggle. It's not about striving. It's just being present and just saying, hey, you know, I see myself. And then I know that this is a struggle because I've gone through it. So I can speak on my experience. But in my book, I try to work through the different areas of finding your joy, finding your light. Even I have a word search in my book, so you can just circle, and if things resonate with you, you hold on to them, and if things don't, you just let them go. But there are ways to connect to your joy and just make that space.
Yeah.
Just let yourself know that you're important enough to, you know, if you consider yourself your own guru, you're going to have the answers come to you, but you have to ask. You have to say, angels, God, source, whatever, please show me. And then I give people the words to ask for help in my book. So if you're, you know, anything I say, if you're looking for a better diet, you're feeling like crud, you know, ask the angels to bring you the healthy food that you need to be drawn to. And so I give the words to ask for help. So it's been an adventure writing the book and getting everything down that has changed my life. And therefore I know that it's a positive thing. And I look forward to everyone telling me what they've learned about themselves and sharing. And then this world can just radiate. It's exciting.
It is exciting. You literally radiate it yourself. So it's something that you live, and that's why I love hearing from you on what do you think, because you're living it. You're living that radiation of joy and love, and you exude that in your energy. And it's something that I want everyone to be able to step into, and for it to be honored in everyone, you know, because I think it's great that we have seminars, retreats. Those are definitely helpful in like pushing you forward, like anywhere where you were stuck before, quote unquote, because I think every part of our journey is meaningful and valid, but and valuable. But, you know, where you felt limited or held back, it's like those types of moments, plant ceremonies, you know, all of those help, like, I feel like just like almost like catapult you, you know, like forward. But it's the day-to-day routines. And so I was going to ask you, what are some ways that you do to like connect in and honoring your divinity? Because that's something that I know is on your heart to share, of like, we need to realize who we are, and how do we connect with that? How do we connect with our own divinity?
Well, first of all, I want to recognize that everybody is perfect where they're starting. You know, there's no yes. wrong place to start.
Yep.
And if you're privileged enough to know what love is, then you're being called. You're being called to show up in a different way, because there are people on this planet who never experience love.
Yeah.
So if you can start from that area, that place of you're privileged, and I just got chills, because we were given that love for a reason. And if you're not showing up in your divine, healthy love space, you have to figure that out, because it's your job. I mean, and you're going to be miserable. You're going to be miserable if you are looking for some savior, because it's in you.
Yeah. All you need is already within you.
Mm-hmm. And if you've experienced love, I mean, nobody's childhood's perfect. Nobody's situation is perfect. But if you have the space to ask about your divinity, and you're in a place where you're like, I want the world to be a better place, I want to live a better life, you have to realize that you've been privileged to even ask that question.
Yeah.
So start there. That's big gratitude and responsibility. Mm-hmm. But it's okay if you're not feeling like you can show up in that vibration every day. So you have to give yourself grace.
Yeah.
But just own that part that you know what love is. So it's your duty to share and to reconnect to that love, because it's in you. So however you need to do it, I love to start my day just with like going through my body and just thanking every part of my body. And I thank my eyes, I thank my breath, I thank my muscles, and I thank God that I got another day. Because life is fragile. You're not guaranteed another day. You're not guaranteed another minute. So, and then I call on the angels and I ask them to show me this day and what I can, you know, help me live the highest expression of the day. And that's how I start. And some days it's tough. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm like this. I can get into this field of being this beacon of light and like, but sometimes I have to really like work at it, because it's not always easy. And sometimes I cancel appointments because I can't get there, but it's okay. Right. Because we just have to do our best.
Right.
So, because I live it doesn't mean I'm perfect.
Living it doesn't mean perfection. Living means you're living it. Like you're being real, you know, and authentic. Mm-hmm. It's not happy-go-lucky every day.
No,
sometimes are really difficult.
Yeah, sometimes the door is slammed on my face. But the more you can live in that space of saying, okay, this is uncomfortable. What about it's uncomfortable? Why do I feel frustrated? Like, because that's my main thing. Frustration, when that shows up, I know that something's off. Yeah. And it might just be me recalibrating to what my value is. So if you don't know what you value, if you can't list off the top five things that you value, you need to go to figure out what you value.
Yes.
And those can change. You don't, it's not like you're, it's not, you set your five values and that's your whole life. Like it changes. So don't think like some people are like, oh, you're vegan. You're never going to eat cheese ever. You know, it's like crazy. You're like, we can't put ourselves in these boxes. These divisions are, they're maddening to me. So like, just because, I mean, just know what you value. And like, even in my book, I have a way to discover your values, and then you can circle different ones, and then you put your five in a star, and those are your star values. So it's really fun to like find out what really makes you tick. And so if you're frustrated and you go to your values and be like, oh, I value being accepted and I don't feel heard right now. So then you can say, honey, you're sort of ignoring me and you're watching the football game, and this is a core value. I need to be heard. Like, and that's totally different from like, you know, slamming the remote down. Yes. or whatever we could do to get attention. Cause, oh, I used to be the classic. I'd be like, oh, he's going to ignore me, so I'm going to ignore him more. And then it's just like, that does not work. Like energy doesn't work. You know, once I figure out how energy and vibration works, I'm like, oh, I have to give what I want to receive. I have to put myself in that state. So if I'm feeling lack of attention, I need to express how much I like attention. Like it's a totally different paradigm. And even with your kids, you can be like, you know what? I want to spend more time with you, but we got some laundry. So if we all help, we can get this done and do something fun. And all of a sudden you have a cavalry of help.
Yes.
Not because you yelled at them and told them that they're lazy, because you said, hey, you mean so much to me. Let's go do something fun. But first we got to finish this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, mm-hmm. it just makes your life, when you know your values are, you can center everything around that. And, you know, sometimes you might not get the response you want, but at least you had hope and a purpose for, you know, you felt that frustration and you used it instead of creating more frustration. Like you transmute it. You say, okay, feel it. I'm going to change it. I'm going to send that shit out into the universe because I don't need that anymore. I have a new life and I'm making my choices based on my love, acceptance, gratitude, all your values.
Yeah.
So it's not a subscription. It's not a prescription of A, B, and C, but it is sort of a framework, you know, that you can rely on.
Because then you're living more aligned.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're really aware of like, huh, this is triggering some sort of like abandonment or, you know, rejection, you know, feelings in me, you know, I'm having this reaction to my husband or my partner, spouse, or whoever, or a friend watching a movie and never looking over, you know, never checking in with me. Like they're just completely zeroed in on the TV and who am I? And why am I even sitting on the couch next to you? You know? Right, so like, why is that? Why is that mm-hmm. bringing things up? And so if you're aligned with your values, I feel like it opens up more of a conversation of awareness of why something is even arising in you that, you know, maybe needs to be healed or shifted or removed or embodied, integrated, you know, mm-hmm. maybe you need to realize like I'm loved no matter how someone treats me. Love is not defined by how I'm treated, spoken to, looked at, noticed. Love is love. Like love my is worth love. Is not defined, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love is love. I'm always loved. I always am love. I am that energetic currency of the universe. I am that, you know, mm-hmm. even exchange in human form.
And the divine feminine is, if you can connect to that, that's like, that's your all is love. It's the Marys, the Magdalene, Mother Mary. I mean, they are Mother Isis. I mean, she gets a bad rap sometimes, but she's unconditional mm-hmm. love for yourself. And, you know, if people aren't making choices around you that resonate with you, you have the choice to say, hey, I think I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go meditate. If you're going to just watch this movie and be a zombie, it's okay. Like that's what you need to do, but I'm going to go feed my soul with some heart frequency radio that I'm going to stream. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you could do a meditation. Like, you know, if they're not reciprocating any kind of whatever you want, that frees your time up to go do something else.
Yeah, it's like, true.
Ooh,
give me 10 minutes. Get out in nature, not sit on a couch in an apartment or home all day. I'm just gonna,
yeah.
And then there's some days where you want to veg, and you want to curl up mm-hmm. with a really fluffy blankie and watch movies
and have some tea. Yeah. I know last week I was like, oh, I think my husband was watching football and I was just so tired of football. And I lit some candles. I made a bath. I didn't even tell him. I just disappeared into our bathroom. We had the best night. He came in. He's like, whoa, what's going on in here? And I was like, oh, I'm just chilling, you know? Like, we had the best night. And it wasn't because I was like, oh, I'm going in the bathroom. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm just going to sneak away and do my thing. And so, I mean, it takes a while to not be a victim and to recognize if you're being a victim. But it's a journey. I've been married 22 years now. And so I've divorced a lot of parts of myself that I'm like, that's not going to build a healthy marriage. And, you know, and it's a lot of work, but it's worth it when you can reflect the things in your heart to that other soul, because we all make these soul contracts with each other. And it's up to us to try to navigate what we're going through. And maybe it's, you know, I write about my book, you know, maybe it's time to move on, or maybe you repair something that could be better. But, you know, it's just that constant, you're moving up in a spiral, and you're never going to fall as far flat on your face as when you started, because you're constantly moving a little bit higher every time. So
that's so good. I was going to ask you, whether just from your own experience or your angels, or just what are some things that you felt like, because 22 years that's a long time. I mean, that's a long time to be with somebody. I myself have only been with someone for 5 years, so I can't imagine 22. And there, you know, there's so much that is learned in relationship that you don't learn when you're single. And so I'm currently single and loving it, but I know that it's like, until you have a separate pair of eyes on you and your life and all the things, like, there's just so much reflected back to you that's so good and so helpful in our journey. And so I wanted to ask you, if you don't mind sharing, or if there's any nuggets of wisdom from your angels, your guides, what were some things that you felt like really needed to be let go? Divorced, as you said, mm-hmm. in order to step into more unity and more oneness, more love within yourself and within your partnership?
Oh, that's sort of an easy one. It's the idea that things have to be perfect. Like, I used to think that everything, like, I was, you know, when we're little girls, we play with our dollhouses and absolutely. We get everything in this little place and we're like,
absolutely.
Ooh. And so 100. Once you let go of everything being perfect and you just sort of live for the yummy moments and let go of that false narrative that things are ever perfect, nothing's ever perfect. Thank God, we'd be bored. I mean, you've seen the Truman Story. He's so bored.
So bored.
He's so bored.
It's like, where's the storm? Where's the chaos?
Yeah. Right. Like, touch the end of the universe, because we need these challenges. That's why we're here. I mean, if we numb ourselves or try to pretend like things are always happy and perfect, then it's an exercise in insanity, basically. So once I got rid of the idea that things need to be perfect, I stopped being self-critical because I was trying to micromanage our family life and the house and chores and all that stuff doesn't matter. It's how you're showing up for each other, you know, and it comes back to values. But you have to realize when you're being critical to your spouse that you're really critical on yourself. They're a mirror. They're an absolute mm-hmm. mirror. And I have such honor for my husband, because he put up with so much. Like, he's such a good husband and dad. And I was really hard on him for several years, you know, because I didn't get it, but I was miserable. The more I tried to control everything in my life, the more miserable I got. So I asked God, I said, what can I do? I asked my angels to come in and help me, and I accepted the healing. And that's the other thing, you have to know that you deserve the help.
Yes. That's huge. Mm-hmm. Worthiness. Yeah.
Yeah. Worthiness. Yep.
Wow. That's so good. I love that. I love the fact too, that your partner Like, and I've always valued this even in any of my partnerships where it's like, man, I'm a mess right now and I'm probably not so fun to be around, but you're like, just, I even feel like this with my dog is like, dude, you're here. Like, thanks for being here. Thanks for being here when I'm mad or upset or being a jerk or,
oh yeah,
you know,
like
having
I
a
can be
moment.
A total bitch. Like, you, there's certain days, like my hormone fluctuations, like I started collecting my data on this little app and I was like, oh yeah, 5 days before this I'm gonna be a complete bitch and I know it. And I'll be like, Mitch, it's my time. And I said, no, it's nothing against any Susans out there, but I'll say Susan is showing up. Susan is real and she's a fiery bitch.
I love that.
So, you know, it's good, but yeah, we laugh. We
I mean, you have to, because it's like, dude, hormones are real and it's like being a woman is real. I had been on, this is totally off subject, but whatever, we'll fly with it. I was on birth control for, I think, 6-ish years. And man, if I had known what birth control alone does, now, I mean, I did it for several reasons. You know, pregnancy prevention was one of them. But also, like, I was having just crazy hormonal, like, acne, like, cystic, awful acne. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I at first went on it before I was even in a relationship to try to regulate my hormones. But if I had known like what that stuff does to our cycles, and I'm not even like a hormone expert, I doubt you are, but we're kind of experts of our own bodies, you know, because we experience it. But I didn't even realize that it kind of numbs you out in a sense, like hormonally, because it is trying to balance you. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea that we actually need those ups and downs. You know, we need those fluctuations in our cycle every week. I had no idea. And like, even I was listening to someone else, like another podcast or a clip of something. And she was saying, she's a doctor. And she was saying, I wish I could remember her name, but she was saying like that week before your period, you should, and the week of, you should not be doing like HIIT workouts, like hardcore cardio and you know, fasting. Like, you actually should increase your caloric intake by a couple hundred calories. Like, you actually need that. And I was like, dude. And she's like, if you don't do that, you actually, even though you're still doing what you've always been doing, you know, like you're doing your like cardio in the morning, and like for me it's like cardio in the morning, strength training, and then cardio later that night, because I'm trying to like lose the weight in a healthy way. But you know, like I'll do like a little walk with my little guy and then go to the gym, and then I have a Peloton. And she's like, she was basically saying like, no, like chill out on that, like more like yoga flow movements, and eat more as you feel is needed. Like, don't stick to a strict diet, because like we need that, and you end up going into starvation mode if you don't, and then you're really struggling to get out of that. So I just find this fascinating. Like, it's like,
it's real. And I, it's real. That is so awesome to hear that. And yeah.
It's just like, no matter where you are in your journey, if you're like post-menopausal, pre-menopausal, menopausal, or not menopausal, non-menopausal, I don't know what the other word for that is, but it's like, dude, it doesn't matter. Like, even throughout our entire lives, and even for men, but especially for women, we have hormonal, and it's not imbalance. It literally is just cycling through. And so our bodies are amazing, and it's really hard. Like, that's, my mom was like, no PMS. Like, PMS does not exist for you, Susan. You can't use that as an excuse, you know? Like, there is no such thing as a Susan, a Karen, a Donna, you know, there's Maggie, there's nobody. Nobody exists for you. You are Whitney. You always are supposed to behave as Whitney. And so I feel like I was never able to like have a total bitch fit, because I just wanted to, because I just felt like it. Like, I just, I also was a pastor's kid. So I was like always on screen, you know, is how it felt. Like, my life is a living example of how everyone else should live. And so
you're,
I live
model child.
Yeah, yeah. So, and firstborn. So like, then I have a younger brother that I have to model after, you know, or he has to model after me. So like, I felt like I never really got to have a Susan moment, but I think it's really fascinating just even in that expression of like, just even like, I know this is hormonal, but it doesn't make it less valid that I feel the way I feel, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's like something of honoring that is been difficult for me. I'm sure someone can relate.
Definitely. And I mean, even for the guys out there listening, it's worth going through the Susan moments, because you know, these fluctuations in hormones make sex really great. Like when it's your time, when you're fertile, it's like, yes, that's another level that your hormones get, help you reach. And
angry sex is good.
Yeah. When you have and an angry just have a man understand and be like, oh, yeah, you're just, and call you out on it. Yes. You just close your mouth. Powerful masculine energy. It's just like nothing like it. It's
yeah. Amazing. You can turn her real quick with the right words, with the right actions.
Have that sense of, you know, quest. Woo. It's a quest. Yeah. It's really fun. It's a yummy. It's the stuff that you can't buy this. This is just your experience and your open heart. And, you know, it's the beauty of, I think that in the spiritual realm, we tend to not talk about sex or sensuality, but it's just as spiritual as saying a prayer. I mean, that mm-hmm. connection is, it's divine and yes. it's wonderful. And it's sharing of our souls and intermingling of the souls. I was reading a book by Yosef. It's How to Kiss the Universe, Yosef Kantek. Oh,
yes.
And he talks about in the cosmos, how the souls intertwine and the angelics actually have these intimate relationships with each other that can parallel our human existence. We're in 3D, but you know, it's not just an earthly thing. It's not something limited to here. And just to know that, you know, when we shake with joy, the whole universe gets fed. Like he was talking about how that when humans have a great interconnection like that, it actually feeds the God source. I don't know if you read his book. He calls it Lush. It's the source energy that our souls through the silver cord connect to God. And we actually give him energy to create. And the good energy is that sexual, you know, joy that two people just having a timeless experience together. It's great. I mean, it's not just spiritual. It's beyond.
It's beyond that. Would you mind even asking your angels to talk a little bit more about that? Because I know like part of our divinity is like, we're trying to like live in our divinity here. But do they have anything that they would like to share on what divinity looks like outside of the human experience?
So just as we incarnate, we have these soul contracts that we're going to have relationships with different people in our lives. And it could be that we're married, or we have a moment with, or even a fantasy. Fantasies can be realized at another dimension.
Wow.
So yeah. Yeah.
So my Jason Momoa fantasy can live.
Girl. It's going to be awesome. I mean, people with near death experiences, they're not sure they want to come back, and there's a reason. And that's the beauty. Like they're telling me to use your imagination, be creative, because every thought that you have creates something in the cosmos. And that we're constantly creating. And this is something that humanity has been dulled down to. And maybe, you know, maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know why we've been dumbed down, but we're waking up. And they want us to know how powerful our intentions and our imaginations are. So, you know, you can have these sensual, you know, creations in your mind of what your imagination can come up with. And when you are ready to go to the, you know, when you pass on, for however it happens, you get to go to the place to review your life. And you can have experiences outside of your body, but it's getting quiet and asking And then, you know, keeping your vibration at a heart level. You shouldn't do it if you're scared or if you're feeling self-critical. But yes, they will show you, and the angels will show up as whatever you're comfortable with. So if you want to see them as winged beings, they'll show up as that. If you want to be seen as Elton John, they'll show up as Elton John. Whatever you're comfortable with is what they will come to you. And there is an afterlife. There's our souls. We can come back. We can finish what we didn't start. But it's all about unconditional love is what they're telling me. It's all showing unconditional love for yourself and acceptance for everything and everyone around you. And if you're feeling like you need to judge, that's your privilege coming through, because that person is just living their reality and it's not personal. Can't take it personally, because that's how they, whatever it was, karma, whatever they were here to bring out. Even some of these atrocities, these things that are being brought to light, are there to show us the corruption, and those people, they're pawns in the game. So you judging them and creating more division isn't going to help us ascend as humanity and what Earth needs to do. We need to figure out a way to stop the divide. Yeah. So yeah, they're cheering for us, because it's not easy.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. I love the fact that it's like realizing the creative power that we have to literally, not only, because we always talk about manifesting, right? Manifest, manifest, manifest. Use and harness your creative power. And that is true. But the fact that we can actually experience a fantasy even that we have or that we want to create, and that doesn't have to be like a sexual fantasy, but it can be, but we can experience those dreams that we dream, if that's a nicer word to say, but dream those dreams and experience those dreams in a different dimension reality that is not this physical human reality. We can experience both. It's not either or, one or the other. We can experience both. So that's really cool.
Yeah. And I do believe that we can jump timelines. If we continually find the good, if we continually orient toward the highest possibility, we can shift timelines. And there's timelines that we're making all the worst choices and we're in utter hell that we're not in. But we've made these little choices, these little adjustments to do better, show up as our highest self, you know, try to be in our soul alignment as much as we can, because when you fall out of it, it's miserable. So you might as well get back into it. But when you make those little adjustments, you can create and, you know, jump to the higher timeline. These dimensions are all around us, and we just have to access them. It's
It's almost kind of like, I see it as like a, like Star Trek, you know, or Star Wars, where they hit whatever the buttons are, that then they kind of like go light years ahead. And that's how I kind of see the whole like jumping, and they can go back. They can, because they're just going to different places, right? But I see dimensions or densities as that. And I see like from like the law of one gives an actual progression, that you don't necessarily, like you don't go back to like first density, you know, like if you're a third density being, you're not like going back to being a dog or a bird, although some religions do believe that. But law of one says there's kind of like a progression. And in this third density experience, we're really shaking that out of like, what do we want to choose, service to self or service to others? And neither is wrong or bad. It's just two different expressions, as we said, and two different pathways that eventually end to the one expression of truth, which is love and oneness and unity. So eventually if you're service to self, you eventually polarize back to what is considered the positive or love path, you know, love of others path. But love of self is not wrong. It's just a different expression. It's a different experience. But I find that fascinating. But dimensions and densities and timelines has been something that I've heard passed around a lot, but not a lot of people explain what that means. And I think a lot of people have different, you know, ideas of what different dimensions, densities, all of, and some of those words are used interchangeably, but I wanted to see if you, your angels, want to explain what you mean by timelines, because I've heard there's the belief that one, you, like, your soul is within this body, right? Like, your soul is, it's not fractured out into pieces, right? That your soul is one being. It literally is a being in a physical form in this body, in your body right now, but that there would be timelines, meaning that there's different times happening, kind of like guitar strings or piano strings. You know, if you opened up a piano, it's like a bunch of strings, all these different notes that you can play together or play singularly, right? So that's how I've heard it. But I've also heard it done where it's like, no, you're just like, you're literally fractured out, and you're like, you're having multiple experiences at the same time. You're just not aware of it, you know, because you're in this one, but you're also in another one. You just don't know that you are. And so there's different, right? Like, right. Ideas of that. What's your take? What's the angel's take?
They say there's no way in our human form we can understand it.
Okay.
Like, it's just not comprehensible. But I don't know if you've seen the movie Everywhere, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
No.
That movie tries to address it.
Okay.
And and to me, it's like the closest thing to help me visualize what it is. Because, you know, in the ether, or the intergalactic, whatever you want to call it, when our soul leaves our body, there's no time there.
Right.
There's no space.
Yeah.
And yes, our souls can be in multiple places at the same time, having different adventures. So it's all about getting to your soul essence of what your purpose is here. Cause we're here, we're having this experience here on Earth for a reason. And this Earth is going through this ascension, and we're feeling highs and lows. And even though it's fun to talk about where our soul might be having an adventure in Wormville, or, you know, she has this in the movie, there's a place where everyone's fingers are like hot dogs. It's just like, it is the craziest movie. I was watching it on a plane. I was like, I hope that people don't think I'm nuts for watching this movie.
That is kind of an interesting movie to watch on a plane of all places.
But I've been wanting to watch it, and it was on Amazon, and then it was off of Amazon, and I was like, oh my gosh. I had the moment to watch it. So I was like, I gotta watch it. So yes, this Asian woman owns a dry cleaning, or, you know, a cleaning business, laundromat, and she's struggling, but then she gets pieces. She can jump from different lives, different timelines. And so it gives you a view of what potentially could be. And they do, you know, there is this idea that the angelics do help movie producers write and produce movies to help us understand. Absolutely. So that's pretty fun. So that movie is, you have to look at it with an open mind. And like, I don't even think I'd have my husband watch it, because he'd be like, what the hell is this? if you look at it through that lens of what if there is this universe where everyone has hot dog hands, like, why not? You know, like, I think that's sort of fun to think about, but we do need to finish what we're here for on Earth. And it's basically entertainment, and it's enlightening to go there, but, you know, it's just a distraction. We can get
distracted.
Distracted.
Yeah, I find a lot of that is also this need to escape, you know, and so there is like a healthy bit of like what the angels were saying of using your creative, imaginative, you know, abilities, which is innate in all of us, that's great to do, but not from a place of, I want to escape where I am right now, you know? And so I'm just going to go off. That's what a lot of people use plant medicine for, other drugs for, alcohol for. That is not going to necessarily help you in where you are right now in your journey, right? It's like this, the whole point is to connect. And so the feminine energy helps us do that. It helps us connect, be in the present moment, honor that expression and whatever you're feeling and whatever's going on, whatever's being brought up in that flow.
And how we can nurture and make this world just like, you know, we don't want anyone to suffer. We don't want anyone to be oppressed. We don't want any control. You know, the divine feminine just wants everyone to just be loving and caring for each other. And, you know, it's, yeah, I'm excited for this year because we are going back to the age of Aquarius and the divine feminine is being brought more forward. And not that the masculine's wrong, but, you know, we're just, it's just a cycle and we're here for a different cycle. And I'm excited.
It's going to be really fun. Really fun. And I, even this year, you know, numerologically wise, it sums up to 7, and 7 is like that. It's a spiritual number, right? It's, it's got that mystic 7, but it's also the number of completion, like coming full circle and completion. And so next year is going to be 8, you know, which is
infinity is awesome.
New beginnings. I just really feel like we are kind of, this is kind of that year of like just really full circle, you know, coming full circle and really completing things. And so if there's anything in our hearts and our minds and our bodies and our lives that we want to just kind of wrap up and say, okay, cool, next season, you know, new season is coming. Infinity and beyond is coming. So I want to wrap that, you know, and I want to complete this cycle or this season of my life. I want to move on to something new. You have the creative ability to do that, which is really fun. Yeah.
Yay.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much, Julie. Where can people find you? And I know you have a wonderful book and you have a wonderful podcast. Where can people find you and connect with you?
Yeah. Well, my website is youneedapeptalk.com. I've had that for a long time, even before I wrote the book. I had this vision. I was going to have this place where people could like support each other if you're going through a day. And but that never took off, but I needed the platform. I created the vessel, the space for all my creative, you know, what I wanted to put out in the world. So youneedapeptalk.com has a link to my podcast and my book and, my book's Life of Love, A Joyful Guide to Self and Sensuality. And it's available on Amazon. And I just recorded the audio book. So you can listen to me reading the book, which that's wild because I never expected to read my book out loud. So cool. And you'll see when you listen to it, you're like, oh my God, she's saying this.
I love it.
It's raw. It's personal. So
love it.
I was like, mom and dad, you love me no matter what, right?
It's one of those. I love it. I'm getting real.
They knew it was coming. I've been throwing them stuff.
I love it. It's a different thing to write than to speak it. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need a moment. So yes. If you want to check out my podcast, it's the same name as my book, Life of Love, A Joyful Guide to Self and Sensuality. And you have to type in the whole thing because there's another Life of Love book.
Okay. Duly noted.
It's a joyful guide because we have fun. I have a good time. And yeah. So thank you so much. This has been an absolute joy. And the angels are clapping. They're cheering us on.
I love it. I love it. We're clapping back in a positive way.
Thank you, angels.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much, Julie.